Dr. Charles Blitzer is an orthopedic surgeon on New Hampshire's seacoast, except when he lends his expertise to other parts of the world. He's worked in parts of Malawi in East Africa, Bhutan in Asia, and Haiti following the devastating earthquake there. Blitzer has just returned from 3 weeks in Nepal, where he treated some of those affected in the massive earthquakes. He joins me now to talk about some of his experiences. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Thank you.
How quickly after the news of the first earthquake did you know you would be headed to Nepal?
I got an email from International Medical Corps, which is a large NGO, saying, if you're potentially available, send your CV. Thursday morning, we received your CV. We'll be looking at things. Thursday evening, I got, can you leave in 48 hours? But still not clear that I was actually going. I was on call Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it wasn't until Friday lunch where I actually had about a 90-second conversation with a gal with International Medical Corps in D.C. that said, yeah, we want you to leave, and can you leave tomorrow?
And it's that fast.
It was that fast. It was. I mean, I didn't get home until after 8 Friday night. My wife had gone out and borrowed a tent and then ran over to Kittery Trading Post and EMS and got me some stuff. And we packed up Friday night, and I left Saturday afternoon.
Does someone then from your office here have to then call and reschedule a lot of appointments?
I had 3 weeks of patients scheduled in the office and in the OR. It's extremely helpful to have a very supportive office staff who made a lot of calls and supportive practice partners who took care of my patients who I unexpectedly disappeared on.
How much information then did you have about the kinds of patients that you would be working with? Or was it a case where you had to go in without a whole lot of background information?
Very much the latter. I literally didn't know whether I was going to be operating 20 hours a day, as some people had been on arrival in Haiti, or whether I would be sitting on my hands waiting for there to be enough organization where there would be a use for me. I literally had no idea.
And what then did a day's work look like for you there?
It was extremely variable. I arrived in Kathmandu on Monday morning. I was then deployed with the mobile medical unit. Monday during the day was going to hospitals in Kathmandu. Tuesday morning went on about a 4 to 5 hour drive to a small city called Gorkha outside of Kathmandu. We spent the next 3 days in a couple of very small villages that had been extremely decimated. I mean, like 90% of the village was flattened, and we were running clinics trying to look after the villagers, and also very much assess what their needs were at that point. This is now, you know, about 10 days after the first earthquake, and nobody had been up to these villages, really. So it was a matter of assessing what was going on.
And while all of that work was going on, another earthquake hits. You were there when that happened. What was that like? And then how did it affect the work you were trying to do?
By the time the second earthquake had hit, I was back down associated with Patan Hospital, which is about the third biggest hospital in Nepal. It's about a 500-bed hospital in Kathmandu. And I was sort of an assistant consultant with their orthopedic staff, was very capable. I mean, I've worked in a number of parts of the developing world over the past 20 years, but I was impressed at the quality of care that the Nepali orthopedic surgeons were providing. It was very clear they were woefully short on equipment and supplies. That said, you know, I'd been at Patan Hospital. I'd come back to the hotel at lunchtime and was talking to the director of the International Medical Corps mission in the hotel lobby when the hotel started shaking. It was an experience. I've never been in an earthquake before, and went running out of the building like virtually everybody else. Everybody was immediately on their cell phone checking on families. The ground was still moving. It felt to me like kind of being on a boat. And as soon as things had sort of settled down from that, we went back to the hospital. The second quake, which was 7.3, damaged the hospital structurally enough so that we were no longer able to use their operating rooms. And they still are operating in a tent outside, which was quite remarkable. I did a little bit of surgery in tent setup in Haiti, but this tent at Patton Hospital had no air conditioning, and Kathmandu is very hot this time of year, and trying to operate in a tent where you're about 95 degrees is an interesting challenge to your endurance.
We're about 5 years out from the earthquake in Haiti, and you saw the after effects of that firsthand. And there have been a lot of concerns about the slowness of the recovery in Haiti. Do you worry that 5 years from now, Nepal is still going to be grappling with some of these basic elemental questions, like people having a place to live or being able to get medical care from contagious diseases?
I am tremendously more optimistic about Nepal. And in Haiti, 300,000 people died. In Nepal, it's more like about 8,000 or 9,000. So it's a big difference in terms of the number of people. And when I was in Haiti, I was there 4 months after the earthquake, and there were many areas that you wouldn't really have known it hadn't happened 2 days ago, given the amount of destruction, cleanup, and so forth. In Nepal, at 10 days, I saw, you know, more of a feeling of people gathering together, starting the rebuilding process. So it was very encouraging on that side. I also think that fundamentally, Nepal is a country with a more developed infrastructure, better ability to deal with such a disaster. The head of orthopedics at Patton Hospital is a physician named Nabiz, who I was and am tremendously impressed with. He was operating the hospital after the first quake when one of the major aftershocks hit, and his team was about to run out of the OR, and he said, no, that's just me pushing on the table. You guys stay here. He went home for about half an hour 2 days later to have dinner with his wife and two young children. But other than that one meal, he was at the hospital for 7 days straight. He was in the operating room again when this second major quake hit. And again, people were talking about running out, and he's in the middle of fixing a bad fracture. And he said, no, you guys stay. I think I'm going to survive. If I survive, you guys survive. Come on, stay here and help finish. I just see an energy and expectation that we're getting back to, we're going to get back to life as it was.
Dr. Charles Blitzer, great talking with you. Thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome. A pleasure to talk with you, Brady.